This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Preliminary study to bring water of Srisneri River to Kathmandu completed. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury conducts an on-site visit. Domestic flights resume today. Airline companies agree to operate domestic flights regularly. And state media says at least 280 people killed and scores wounded in Afghanistan earthquake. Now, the news in detail. A pre-feasibility study of a project to supply water from Srisneri River in Makwanpur as an alternative to solve the drinking water problem in Kathmandu Valley has been completed. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury conducted an on-site visit of the site today after the Kathmandu Valley Water Supply Management Board gave a preliminary report that 150 million liters of water could be lifted daily and brought to the capital after conducting a feasibility study. Talking after the on-site visit, Minister Chowdhury said that 60 million liters of water could be taken to the capital daily after laying the pipeline. He further informed that the project is being promoted as an alternative to Melamchi. The project is estimated to cost less than Melamchi. The work of preparing a detailed project proposal and environmental impact assessment is being carried out to bring water from the Srisneri River before the arrival of Yangri and Larke rivers' water in the capital. The airline companies have agreed to operate domestic flights regularly. The companies had announced to suspend domestic flights from today in protest against the government's decision requiring them to operate from their base station. The airline companies agreed to operate the domestic flights on regular basis following talks with the government last night. The Tribhuvan International Airport TIA office stated that the domestic airlines have started their flights from this morning. TIA office spokesperson Teknath Sitola said that the domestic airlines have been operating regular flights since morning. Further talks are being held today between the Airlines Operators Association of Nepal, AOAN, and the related government bodies regarding the demands put forth by the airline operators. High-level officials of the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAAN, Director General Pradeep Adhikari, and AOAN President Captain Rameshwar Thapa, among other airline operators, participated in the talk held last night. A British minister has called on Nepal's ambassador to the United Kingdom in an attempt to resolve the protracted problems of ex-Gurkhas. The Nepali embassy in London informed that Nepali ambassador to the UK, Gyan Chandra Acharya, who was designated a coordinator on behalf of the Nepal government for dialogue and a talk team coordinator on behalf of UK government, Minister Leo Doherty, held a meeting at Nepali embassy in London yesterday. Embassy's deputy chief of the mission, Councillor Roshan Khanal, shared that the meeting was focused on carrying out necessary groundworks from the both sides and fixing dates for bilateral and multilateral meetings and talks with associated sides in advancing efforts to settle the issues of ex-Gurkhas. The embassy sources said the Nepali side had urged the UK government for early dialogue to that end, and discussions are being held in a way that the government would call the Nepali embassy for dialogue in the meantime. Also present in the meeting were Deputy Chief of Mission Khanal and Military Attaché Colonel Ratna Bahadur Godar, among others. Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces are having general impacts of monsoon winds. Local winds, westerly winds and the east-west low pressure line in the Uttar Pradesh and Bihar of India are having an influence on the territory of other provinces. The influence of this system is presently bringing partial to general changes in the weather condition in Karnali, Gandaki, Madhes provinces and province number 1 and partial changes in the remaining parts of the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, some parts of the Gandaki provinces are receiving light to moderate rain today. Similarly, Kathmandu has witnessed general changes and some parts are receiving light rain since early this morning. General changes are likely to take place in province number 1, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces in the afternoon, while other parts of the country will see partial changes today. Light to moderate rain is taking place with thunder and lightning in some places of province number 1, Bagmati, Madhes and Gandaki provinces and in some limited areas of the remaining provinces. The division has said the same weather system will continue tonight as well. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international updates. According to Afghanistan's state news agency, a powerful earthquake has killed at least 280 people and left scores injured. Pictures show landslides and ruined homes in eastern Paktikar province where rescuers are scrambling to treat the injured. According to U.S. Geological Survey, the earthquake which hit the mountainous country during the early hours at 1:30 a.m. local time, as many people slept, was magnitude 6.1 quake at the depth of some 51 kilometers. According to European Mediterranean Seismological Center, quoted by Reuters, tremors were felt across more than 500 kilometers of Afghanistan, Pakistan and India. The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs reports that in the past 10 years, more than 7,000 people have been killed in earthquakes in Afghanistan. There is an average of 560 deaths a year from earthquakes. Hundreds of thousands of people in China have been evacuated in several southern and eastern provinces after unrelenting rains caused floods and triggered landslides. Rivers overflowed and floodwater levels broke a 50-year high in two provinces. Video on state media saw cars being washed down street and people being rescued by ropes across swollen rivers. Weather officials say the area is seeing its highest rainfall since 1961. Residents of communities living along riverbanks in the low-lying neighborhood have been urged to move to higher ground. Local officials have warned the situation is likely to worsen over the coming days and will continue to raise water levels in the Pearl River Basin. China's National Meteorological Center said the average rainfall in Guangdong, Fujian and Guangxi provinces between early May and the middle of June reached 621 millimeters, the highest since 1961. The U.S. Senate has taken a first step towards passing that what has been called the most significant new gun controls in a generation. Senators voted to speed up the passage of the bipartisan bill, meaning it could be signed into law next week. Although significant, the proposals fall far short of what many Democrats and activists have called for in a wake of a spate of mass shootings. The measures include tougher background checks for buyers younger than 21 years of age. It is the first time in decades that proposed gun safety legislation has received this level of support from both Republican and Democratic Party senators. The National Rifle Association, NRA, opposed the bill, saying in a statement that it does little to truly address violent crime and can be abused to restrict lawful gun purchases. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Preliminary study to bring water of Sisneri River to Kathmandu completed. Minister for Water Supply Umakanta Chowdhury conducts an on-site visit. Domestic flights resume today. Airlines companies agree to operate domestic flights regularly. And state media says at least 280 people killed and scores wounded in Afghanistan earthquake. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.